Triple E Media. I'm still Ramat Mohammed, and this is still the backstory, but it's a mini episode. Ever since the election was announced, I'd been reminding everyone in the office that we should all go and get our PVCs. Now, Alex and Antonieta, they had already done their registration last year in 2021, so they were off the hook. But Lucky and I had not registered, as well as some other people in the office that we will not mention.
So, around March, we learned that we could register online on INEC's continuous voter registration site, cvr.inecnigeria.org. The online process was smooth and the website was easy to use. All we had to do was type in our email address, register with our NIN, give some personal details, snap two pictures, then schedule an appointment for biometrics in one of the INEC centers.
We completed all the steps, but then when we went to select the center for an appointment, the only one available was in Kwali. That's about a 1 hour drive from the office, and no offense to Kwali, but traveling there was just not an option.
So we called the INEC customer support and he told us on the 11th of April, we would have the option to schedule an appointment with other INEC centers close to us. So we waited.
And we waited.
Then on the 11th of April, the alarm bells went off. It was registration day. We went online and scheduled our in-person appointment for our biometric. We chose Friday the 22nd of April at 1:30 p.m.
I figured we could just do the registration and then go home, so it would be a half day at work for us. We picked Amak as our location, but we didn't know at the time that it was located in Karu. Karu is about a 15-minute drive from the office instead of the INEC location in Area 10, which would have been a little bit closer. At first, we were going to reschedule, but rescheduling would have meant taking a later date.
So, you know, we figured that we could make the sacrifice for the country and drive to Karu. Now, you know how Abuja weather is, hot and humid. So, here we are, sweating in the car like 2 euros on our way to Karu.
Lucky, we had air conditioning in the car.
Yes, but they don't know that. So, two selfless heroes using Google Maps to navigate our ways to the INEC office in Karu. By the way, if you are going there, know that Google Maps could mislead you. Instead of the INEC office, Google Maps took us into a mall close by.
We asked the people near the mall and they guided us to the building opposite the mall, and that's when we saw the signboard for INEC.
The INEC office in Karu is a freshly painted building. I've seen a lot of INEC buildings in my day, don't ask me why.
Wait, why have you seen a lot of INEC offices in your day?
When I was serving, I was sent for election duty and this building in Karu reminded me of the ones I've seen before. It was the shape of an upside-down U.
Lucky and I had an appointment at 1:30. Well, my appointment was at 1:30. Lucky's was at 1:45. We arrived at exactly 1:29 and we were afraid that we would be late. We were actually hoping for a queue.
But when we arrived, we met about 8 people outside standing around. We didn't really know why they were waiting around. And as I was about to go into the building, a woman came out and started to speak to me.
I stopped to talk to one of the people who was waiting outside just to figure out what was going on, and that's when I saw someone come out and start talking to Lucky. She turned out to be a staff member, and she said some things to him, and she seemed to also be saying some things to the other people around him. But she wasn't speaking in a loud voice, so I didn't hear what she was saying. And then she turned around and went back inside. I went up to Lucky and asked what was going on.
She told me and the others that we should leave and come back on Monday.
I was confused. Why should we leave and come back on Monday?
She said that Fridays are half days and many of the staff had already left to go home, so they were not available. But that we should come back on Monday. As soon as I told Dr. Ramat this, she said,
"No way. Our appointment was for that day. Why should we leave and come back on Monday?" So I made my way through the entrance and started to walk after the staff member.
Next thing I know, Doc and I were inside the area where the registration was happening. Whether it's a half day or a crescent moon day, they have to attend to us. What's the point of an appointment scheduled weeks before if they cannot fulfill it, even though they are still open? We cleared our days for this. We broke sweat and passed through hot Abuja traffic for this. There's no way that we're going back.
I was ready to remain there until closing time if I had to. My appointment was for that day at 1:30 p.m. So we stayed, ignoring what the staff member was saying about coming back on Monday.
The woman came back out a second time to try to get us to leave. But she could have been speaking to the wall behind us and she would get the same reaction. A hard, cold silence. We did not want to hear any of it. Mind you, for our two colleagues, Antonietta and Alex, the experience was very different. They chose the INEC office in Area 10, close to the AMAC office. When they got there, the staff offered them tea with a slice of cake.
Well, no, not really. They weren't offered tea and cake, but the response from the staff was just the kind of service that you would want and you would expect. Antonietta told us that when she arrived for her appointment at 1:15, she was greeted by the staff at the gate.
They let her come in to complete her registration, and in no time, about 15 to 20 minutes, she was out of the office. And while she was there, she noticed that the man living with a disability was aided by staff, and he was attended to immediately when he arrived.
While we were waiting at the Caro Center, we did notice that there was a ramp for wheelchairs at one of the entrances, but then at the next entrance, that one didn't have a ramp. So it wasn't clear to me how someone with a wheelchair would then continue to the registration area. And even though the center had service windows outside, the windows were not low enough for someone in a wheelchair to access.
To pass the time, we started speaking with an elderly woman who is a teacher by profession. God bless her. She was telling us all that she wanted to do was switch her polling unit, and they told her to wait. We tried to see if she could do it online, but when we entered her PVC details, the system was not able to find her record, so she had to wait.
Around 10 minutes after 2, something interesting happened.
Remember that staff member told us that the officials had gone home? Well, around 2 p.m., those very same officials walked through the door. Apparently, they're just taking a break to pray. And when they entered the room, they were agile and eager to work.
One of the INEC officials who came back was so efficient. She separated everyone who had registered online, and she had a sit down in one area. Then everyone else was told to sit down in another area.
The line moved quickly after that. Soon, around 15 minutes after two, to start our turn, there was one other woman ahead of us.
So we're watching this woman do her biometrics, and she put her hand on the reader.
And the reader didn't seem to be working. She kept trying and it kept failing to read her fingerprints.
Maybe it was the network and we noticed that they had to restart the device, but still, her prints did not get captured even after that.
So I'm thinking, well, this is it. We are not going to get the registration done today.
The woman, she was asked to sit down and then I got called up to submit my biometrics. But after seeing what she went through, I was preparing myself for things not to work out. I handed the INEC official my online registration form, and she asked me to verify all the information, which I did. Then she asked me to place my hand on the biometric reader. And when I did, it worked. My prints were captured.
When it was my turn, my own prints were also captured successfully. It turned out that the other woman, the one whose biometric submission failed, it was because one of her fingertips was missing. So the reader was failing to capture all four of her prints. In the end, she had to schedule another appointment with INEC ICT so that she could be captured separately.
And the INEC officials that did our actual registration, they were very helpful. And they had to be. Our democracy depends on it. But I do wonder how many people were discouraged by the words and actions of the staff member who initially told us to go home and come back on Monday. I could imagine that if someone had taken the time off of work or whatever else they were doing, it was just so that they can get their registration done that day. And they did it based on an appointment that they were given. So if they're then being told to go, most people probably will not come back.
We really need all of the INEC officials and staff members to be agile and ecstatic about the service they are providing to Nigerians. It is not nice to discourage people's efforts. I'm hoping that the experience we had was just that one staff member who might have just been having a bad day, but still, the actions of one person can defeat the purpose of INEC. More should be done to train all officials and staff members on how to interact with us in order to encourage rather than discourage voting.
And then there is this issue of people with disabilities. The woman that we met, the one with the missing fingertip, it's important that people like her and others know that INEC has made provisions for them. If they don't know that there is still a way for them to be captured in the system, they may not even try to go and register.
And let's please make the entire location wheelchair accessible. It doesn't make sense to have a ramp in one part of the entrance, but then there's no ramp leading directly to the office. Let's allow our persons with disabilities to experience the full dignity of the voting process.
And a reminder to everyone listening that the deadline to register for your PVCs is the 30th of June. Please visit cvr.inecnigeria.org to complete the online registration process. Then make your appointment to get your biometrics. The Backstory is a Triple E Media production. Production copyright 2022 Triple E Media Productions. If you enjoyed this episode of The Backstory and you would like to hear more, go to our website at 234audio.com to play the sample content. Then download our app from the Google Play Store for even more episodes. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at 234audio to watch the video for this episode. Make sure to click the notification bell, like, and leave a comment. Our episodes can also be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. This episode of The Backstory was produced by Ramat Muhammad, Usama Lucky, Uche Mba, Dominic Tabakaji, and Sam Tabakaji. Executive producer Ramat Muhammad.